Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ted Nugent is scheduled to be on with us in the next segment. Talk about the incredible demonization of gun owners and the new poster boy of distasteful, tyrannical worship of corruption and victim disarmament, the worship of statism and hypocrisy, the worship of pulling down real men. I'm talking about Jim Carrey, the obvious mentally ill twit, to put out a video, and I have the text of it here, where they say that Charlton Heston is responsible for the dead children in America, that he is a vulture and a coyote, and that he will not go to heaven, he will go to hell, and that he basically pulled the trigger on the children at Sandy Hook. That's basically what it implies. And they show him as a complete kook who believes that space aliens are going to exploit our every weakness and suck our brains out. I mean, it's not even funny. And you watch it, a bunch of bad actors running around acting goofy, and it's not even a good piece. And and I don't want to hate Jim Carrey. I always knew there was something wrong with him. He's more of a geek. People think of a geek as a guy that's into computers. Geeks were people at circuses that would bite the heads off of pigeons and animals and things, and you know, the obese man, the bearded lady, that's a geek. It's called geeking. And he's a geek. And I guess we're all a geek at some level. I mean, you know, I have trouble maintaining my composure because reality is such a deep, wide spectrum of thought. But I'm just sick of hypocrites with armed guards and bodyguards and behind triple gates worth hundreds of millions of dollars, disdaining the common people who are having every basic liberty stripped away from them at an accelerated rate. We're having our liberties pulled away from us. And then what did Obama say when he didn't know he's being recorded to million-dollar, you know, type donors in San Francisco? He said, we're going to get these better clingers. All they've got is their Bibles and their guns. And, you know, they're federalizing the churches. And they're going after the guns because they know they don't want you having your own beliefs, whether beliefs are right or wrong. They don't want you having beliefs that aren't theirs. They want you to be a biological android. They want to program you. They want you to turn your kids over to them so they can program them in the public schools. And I, for one, have had enough of it. I, for one, am just thinking of every way I can get aggressive, every way I can show the power of liberty, every way I can get in the face of the New World Order. And if that means they set me up, imprison me, kill me, whatever it is, that's the way it is, okay? Because that's not something I look forward to, but it's an honor. I mean, I am committed. And if everybody was committed, we'd turn this around very quickly. But people think groveling and living in denial, they think that that is going to be somehow the road to victory. And it's not. It's the road to perdition. And so it's time to commit and to get past your fear and to become a leader and to stand up against these tyrants and say, we know you're authoritarians. We know you're criminals. We know you're hypocrites. We know you're our mortal enemy. There's always been horrible tyrants. There's always been corrupt gangs. There's always been groups that come in and try to take over. And now it's happening again. And the globalists are shutting America down as fast as they can to make you dependent on them. And they can just bring in the global garbage from countries they've already conquered. But we are aware of that historically and at a gut level. And we are together in history. And this is a challenge. This is a hell of a time to be alive. It's not work fighting tyranny. It's not work standing up for Chuck Heston. It is an honor. Just as generations after us, when we restore liberty, will stand up for us when we're being demonized. Because you know down the road, there'll still be tyrants, there'll still be scum, they'll be demonizing Ted Nugent, Alex Jones, Ron Paul after we're gone.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-607-6984. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-607-6984. That's 800-607-6984. Call 800-607-6984.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's been out for a couple days, but didn't get attention until last night. It was in some of the establishment prostitute media, the dinosaur media, praising Jim Carrey. I've seen him in interviews. I mean, I think he genuinely is mentally ill. He's kind of a geek. That's why it's funny to watch him. Literally denigrate and in this disgusting 5-minute song, and we're going to go over some of the lyrics to it here today, and it's got some profanity, so we won't play all of it. Say that gun owners, but that Chuck Heston, Charlton Heston, a true humanitarian, a true civil rights activist, a patriot, that he is guilty for dead kids, that he won't be going to heaven, and that he's mentally ill and believes in space aliens. And it was just so ham-fisted and so pathetic, I got angry, and I figured it out last night. I couldn't even go to sleep, folks, and I can go to sleep in like 1 minute. I can just turn my brain off. I was so upset I couldn't go to bed until like 2 in the morning. I shot like 3 videos for the YouTube channel because I realized these people are so pathetic and such liars and such hypocrites with their bodyguards. And so anti-individual, and so wrong, and so authoritarian, that I'm angry that we have not routed them out. Now, I called a very busy individual, but he's obviously very angry about what's happening as well. I talked to him this morning on his cell phone, Ted Nugent, who needs no introduction, NRA board member, top rock and roller, patriot, hunter. I called him on his cell phone a couple hours ago, and I said, can you come on about Charlton Heston? I know you were very good friends with him and really got him to get more hardcore on the Second Amendment. He said, absolutely. It was Ted Nugent that helped supercharge Charlton Heston into the fight at many levels. So here is his friend to defend Chuck, Charlton Heston, because he can't do it. He's dead. But again, Charlton Heston will live forever as long as liberty lives. And so understand that, ladies and gentlemen, this is a big deal when people literally desecrate the grave of a man who would do 50-plus interviews a week when he was almost 80 years old and who would travel the country for nothing, no money, to defend the Second Amendment. And I knew him. I had a chance to talk to him off air. He was the real deal and probably the classiest person I've ever had the pleasure to get to know a little bit. And I'll be honest, I don't envy many things. I envy Ted Nugent being such good friends with him. Ted, you've got the floor, my friend. You've got the floor. Thank you for coming on TedNugent.com. I know you're about to go on your Black Power tour, and but we appreciate you giving us time today. Sir, you've got the floor.
Well, Alex, thank you for that. I appreciate it. But a salute back at you, because there's no question that the great American legend and icon, a true warrior, a true hero, Charlton Heston, deserves nothing but respect from thinking, caring, conscientious, educated people. But again, as we talked before about the gift from God that Piers Morgan represents, I mean, God literally sent Piers Morgan from England to try to debate the Second Amendment. So you literally couldn't come up with Alfred E. Newman versus an audition for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest to come up with a better representative of a guy who hates freedom and hates the Second Amendment and hates Ted Nugent, Alex Jones, and hates the NRA and hates self-defense and hates guns. And I think we are not here so much to defend Charlton Heston, because once again, God has sent a complete brain-dead, soulless punk to desecrate the absolutely well-earned and deserved glowing reputation of the great Charlton Heston. And what Jim Carrey has done, and I've been all over, we have a talk back at TedNugent.com, and we have thousands of people from all around the world that come to celebrate self-evident truth and common sense. You know, the same communication that you get, Alex, from people who understand, you know, history, the evidence that brought us to the greatest experience and the greatest quality of life in America. And when a guy like Jim Carrey pulls off this kind of mean-spirited, soulless, I think the best word to describe Jim Carrey and Piers Morgan and guys like, you know, Michael, I'm still looking for personal hygiene more. They're all one big gaggle of soulless punks. And I would understand, and I understand when a person is uneducated and ignorant and hates America and hates self-defense and doesn't believe in self-defense. But then again, if you examine Michael Moore and his armed security detail, if you examine Jim Carrey and his armed security detail, when you examine Michael Bloomberg and Governor Cuomo and Nancy, you don't have to read this, you need to sign it, Pelosi, and of course our favorite gun runner, Eric Holder, when you examine the freedom haters who hate guns and want to do everything on film, stating clearly they would take away all the guns if they could. These people are perfect to represent the other side, because when they open their mouth, yes, we have an unfortunate and a tragic percentage of Americans who are more like sheep than we the people that support these freedom haters. When they speak, common sense America, people who have jobs, people who put their heart and soul into being the best that they can be, people who appreciate the gift of life, the sacred gift of life, and our moral, intellectual, and spiritual obligation to defend that life, and that the Second Amendment was written down to remind us we have the individual God-given right to defend that precious gift of life. Good people understand the pure rot from Jim Carrey. So, in his grave, Alex, let's really examine this. From the grave, the great Charlton Heston represents bait to the Jim Carreys of the world. And I think Charlton Heston, if we could communicate with him, he would be smiling right now. He wouldn't be hurt. He would be smiling, because Charlton Heston knew the culture war was coming before any of us did, Alex.
No, he was there sounding. He was there sounding the alarm, and he is just like our forebears fight from the grave for liberty with their statements and the Second Amendment they laid down. Charlton Heston is like an El Cid strapped dead on the horse out there terrifying the enemy.
Yep, and here's the beauty. Charlton Heston would be more than proud to cause much anguish and insanity in the soulless vacuum of Jim Carrey's brain, or his skull. Charlton Heston is like you and I, Alex, only he's better. And he is just giddy with joy that he has inspired Jim Carrey to become even dumber than dumb and to be just this toxic source of indecency and mean spirit and hate. Charlton Heston isn't even alive, and he caused Jim Carrey to expose his soullessness. So don't underestimate in the culture war, more important than the lie of bowling for Columbine by Michael No Hygiene Moore and Nancy No Soul Pelosi and Diane I've Got a Gun But You Don't Get to Have One Feinstein. I mean, the list goes on of just hypocritical, brain dead, subhuman punks. Or, not to mention, Alex, the Vice President of the United States recommending felonies live on TV. You gotta be kidding me, Alex. Again, if you and I were to sit down with all the greatest minds on earth, the most clever, educated, witty, brilliant minds on earth, we couldn't design an enemy that looks more ridiculous than Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Jim Carrey, Michael Moore, ad nauseum. So yes, it is hurtful, and it does inspire righteous indignation, and we should be angry, but we should also take a deep breath and go, hey, Jim, do it again, because you're distancing yourself further every time you open your imbecilic mouth surrounded by your armed security details demanding that the rest of us don't get to have any security. So, Alex, I know it hurts and it's ugly, but you know what? I think in Nuremberg, 1938, we got there late, but when we finally got there, we made those subhuman Nazi brown shirt punks walk through Auschwitz and look what they caused. Look what they did. And this Jim Carrey moment is a mirror that we can show somebody, hopefully soon, that these people enhance crime, they encourage crime, they facilitate and guarantee more innocent dead citizens.
Sure.
Because they're
well, that's it. They know, Ted Nugent joining us, they know crime's dropped 49%, violent crime, FBI statistics since 1991. As the guns go up, the crime goes down. They know that. So it is a criminal instinct of hypocrisy to want to dominate us because they're collectivist that end up getting our banker bailout money. They are just lawless parasites. Michael Moore, all of them. They know exactly. Dianne Feinstein, she's got her own gun. She's got her own security detail. They have this I'll say it, criminal instinct to disarm us.
Absolutely. Well, do we need any more evidence than the number one cop in the free world running guns to Mexican drug gangs? Are you kidding me? Again, we couldn't write a Planet of the Apes meets One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest by Alfred E. Newman that's dumber than this scenario.
And they get away with it. That's why I got so mad by the video, and we're going to break here, but I want to get your take on this, that they are so pathetic. That's why it made me so mad. It was nauseating how stupid they are and how ridiculous. But then they're still taking over. There's these idiots everywhere that think that's funny.
Well, number one, Alex, today our job is always get everybody within earshot. Join the NRA, increase your membership in the NRA, and here's the most important one. give NRA memberships to everybody you know. There's certainly a birthday, a graduation, an anniversary, some type of celebration, or just somebody that you admire, or an anti-gunner that you debate. Get them a membership in the NRA. They will read the Armed Citizen in the magazine.
Stay there and make Ted Nugent President Pro Tem. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Devastating events like earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, or the threat of martial law have highlighted the need for Americans to prepare for emergencies. As a result, millions are stockpiling food, gold, and weapons. But how will these items help if you or one of your loved ones becomes ill? Supernatural Silver is the ultimate tool to prepare you for a medical emergency. Supernatural Silver is a natural antibiotic that is uniquely effective against bacteria, viruses, mold, and fungus, and is remarkable for wound care. Taken internally or used topically, it can help keep you safe from deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver has over 500 different uses and a long-term shelf life, making it the number one choice of preppers across the country. To find out how this amazing new technology can help you be prepared, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PREPARED for 20% off your entire order, and like us on Facebook.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central, we're here live, also on XM 166 and over 150 AM and FM affiliates. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are InfoWars.com and InfoWarsNews.com, where we have InfoWars Nightly News. TedNugent.com is an amazing website and has a lot of just really cutting-edge information on it when it comes to the fight for liberty. And if we can go back to that phone conversation this morning, Ted, again, Ted Nugent with us right now, to the points you were making because you were so focused. It was really focused anger. And you were talking about the fact this is a war because, I mean, these collectivists, they don't want to just go to the Second Amendment. They want to expunge everything. I mean, they are literally taking over. And the problem is so many of the Republicans are part of this as well. I think everybody who loves liberty needs to get really aggressive. So I think it's a change in our guts. And you talked about just knowing we're right, Ted Nugent.
Well, again, you know, the term self-evident truth isn't shouted often enough from the mountaintops of our daily lives, Alex. So we salute you for doing that. And we salute everybody out there. And again, I constantly reference the curse of apathy, the self-inflicted suicide of disconnected sheep in America. But again, only the guilty need to feel guilty. Some guys go, well, I'm not a sheep, I'm involved. Well, then I'm not talking about you, pal. But we know sheep. We all have sheep in our lives. We know someone who shrugs their shoulder and goes, yeah, I believe in the Second Amendment, but there's no reason we should own a machine gun. You know what I mean? We need to take these people and fix them and get rid of the self-inflicted curse of apathy because the term self-evident truth, what you rail about, the culture war in our face, the fact that a Chicago gangster, a manipulating acorn, communist hanging out with deceitful scam artist Barack Obama has weaseled his way into the White House, if that's not an indicator that too many Americans are sound asleep, then I really don't know what else I can tell you. But we know it to be true, but the answers are not mysterious. The remedy is not mysterious. This isn't rocket science. An experiment in self-government is in our guts. It's in our soul. It's the most powerful instinct to pursue your individual happiness, to know that God gave us each an individual right, as outlined succinctly and eloquently, and for the first time in the history of mankind, in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. My God, we've got to communicate this to our elected officials. And again, I'm going to repeat this till I blow up. NRA memberships, there aren't enough of them. The most powerful sucker punch into the solar plexus of the Nancy Pelosi and Feinsteins and Michael Moore and Jim Carreys of the world is numbers. NRA memberships.
Exactly, exactly. Just to back you up, Bloomberg has now raised $14 million off the dead kids at Sandy Hook, the victim disarmament zone that he helped nationwide set up. So if anybody's guilty, it's him. He's trying to collectively make us guilty. He raised $14 million to run around and pay off police chiefs and local governments to come out against guns. And we have to take it personal when these people do this. We have to give money to the NRA and Gun Owners of America and your state gun groups. Folks, you've got to give time, energy. You've got to support alternative media platforms, libertarian, true conservative. What about this? What about how Homeland Security is now buying billions of bullets, armored vehicles, and saying the number one terror threat is gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. I mean, talk about Twilight Zone, Outer Limits. We now know that they are taking over Homeland Security as another branch of the military. It's become the fifth branch, trying to point it at us.
The curse of apathy and the political correct scourge of denial. You mean what you just mentioned, Alex? I'm just a guitar player. I never went to college. I was too busy learning stuff. You know what I mean?
Me too.
I'm a pragmatist. I'm a utilitarian. I cut my own lawn. I change my own oil. I gut my own deer. I butcher my own carcasses. I greet my own wife, and I play my own music. I'm just an independent. I'm a throwback to rugged individualism. And again, I've been clean and sober for 64 years, and if you look at my family, if you look at my incredible life, if people want to have the time of their life, I don't know what you do, Google Shemaine Nugent Zumba, or my band, my crew, my kids, my brothers, my sister, my friends, my production, everybody around
you. You are electrically alive, just breathing in life, and are successful and dynamic because you're tied in to your God-given instincts, and these collectivists are a bunch of sacks and piles of stinking dog crap. I'm sorry, that's what they are, and they want to make us like them.
They're subhumans. I mean, literally, they're as evil as evil gets, so we can sit here and go, so you're not aware, Mr. Neighbor, Mr. Co-worker, someone at church and school, so you're not aware that the homeland Homeland Security, the TSA, the DHS.
Stay there. Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent. Straight ahead. TedNugent.com. He's on fire.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Come on, baby. It is hard to fade down that music, and the man that created it, Ted Nugent, is with us. And the more I get to know Ted Nugent, obviously I've known him for years. He's been coming on the show for probably 15 years. But the more I really get to know him, and he is such a patriot. And you notice as things get more hardcore, he gets more hardcore. And I wanted to talk to him about how to beat these people. We're going to get to the fun of guns after we cover the more serious topics in a moment. But before we do that, remember, this broadcast is listener supported. We're building the news organization, the nightly news, the films, the monthly magazine. Everything we're doing isn't funded by banker bailouts and taxpayer money like MSNBC and CNN. It is funded by your support. And so I go out and find the best products that I can find, get the best deal, buy them in bulk, and sell them at the lowest price, like the stainless steel ProPure water filtration system that blows away the competition. Very important to have clean water, so it's a win-win-win. You can get that at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWars, one word, store.com. You can also find all the pro-Second Amendment. Come and take it with a M16 or AK-47 with the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed inside the gun. Best-selling shirt out there. People are getting them all over the country. Camouflage, Infowars.com. Ball caps, the films, the materials. It is a culture war, so wear your uniform, folks, and meet like-minded people. We have the Obama Joker Tyrant shirt, limited edition. We have the new 1776 Spirit of Liberty shirt that just came out with Paul Revere riding on it with M16s crossed on the front and the back. Just amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. And the more you fuel us in midair refueling, the more you fund us, the more we're going to get the word out. In fact, I'm about to put 1 million bumper stickers in the new, not this month, but the next month magazine. 1 million of them. 6 bumper stickers per magazine going out. One of them is a Second Amendment sticker. The others are InfoWars. It's time to get aggressive, 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 aggressive. And support TedNugent.com. The globalist, the New World Order types love to act like we're all alone, that we don't have any power, that we're weirdos. At the end of the Charlton Heston demonization video where they say he killed the kids, God hates him, he's going to hell, he's a psycho, he's scum, he blows his foot off. At the end of the attempted defaming that falls flat on its face by the little scrofulist creature Jim Carrey and his masters, at the end of the whole video, you realize that these people are just pathetic and that all they've done is give us another tool to show what scum they are. But we are in a culture war. And at the end of the video, they all laugh at Charlton Heston and laugh at gun owners. And you're supposed to feel like you're alone at the end. You're supposed to feel like as there's blood all over Charlton Heston, you're supposed to feel like you're a moron and because this scum laughed at you. That's all peer pressure manipulation. These people are the scum, and they really are the degenerate scum. And it's time to really get in their face and stop being nice about it. I mean, Ted, I think it's time to go all the way. It's time to triple and re-quadruple down. They tell us be nice. That's the way to win arguments. This is our enemy telling us this. What do you say about really getting aggressive? Then get into DHS, get into still touring, getting bigger every day, the wake-up that's happening. I want to get into Uncle Ted's advice in this war. Ted Nugent, you've got the floor.
Well, Alex, when you recommend getting more aggressive, surely you've seen the YouTube video of me holding up a bunch of drum-fed AR-15s on stage and telling Nancy Pelosi, then-Senator Barack Obama, Barbara Boxer,
oh, yes,
Dianne Feinstein, et al. To suck on my machine guns. Should I get more aggressive than that?
No, I think, I'm telling, I'm not telling you that. I'm telling the public.
I know what you mean, but we love you madly, but I do believe that I may be the only guy on the planet who's got a couple notches up the aggressive chart from Alex.
Oh, no, let me be clear. I agree with you. I'm telling the audience, I think it's time to get aggressive. What do you say then?
I just thought I'd make sure, if people listening right now to us, Alex, haven't Googled my name lately, get yourself some popcorn and a couple of big gulps.
You're right.
And Google Ted Nugent and watch me drive the liberals berserk.
That's what I do sometimes on Saturday nights. I literally do. Go watch your latest YouTube.
I mean, it's just, and by the way, Alex, my wife will tell you, I never in my life have woke up in the morning, rubbed my hands together, got a wild eye look in my face and gone, what can I do to drive liberals batty? I've never given it a thought. Swear to God, my instincts,
exactly,
are to stand up for truth, logic, the logic and pragmatism that brings independent quality of life, and I celebrate and promote those things. I started promoting, never defending. I have never defended the Second Amendment or backstraps. I've never defended anything. I promote and celebrate all good things, self-evident truth, logic, goodwill, decency, and the American way. And I found out as early as 1965, 1966, the beatniks were morphing into the hippies, and they hated me. And I sat back for a minute, and I go, you hate me because I believe in self-defense and I eat venison? Are you kidding me? But here's the bottom line. I would love to get Pelosi and Boxer and Feinstein and Michael Moore and Jim Carrey and Bill Maher and Pierce Morgan. Oregon, I'd like them to get on film and admit, how much dope have you smoking? How many mind alter? And I'm not alleging they have. Allegedly, they talk and conduct themselves like cesspools of mind-altering drugs. And I bet you, if you got everybody that hates Ted Nugent and Alex Jones and the NRA and Freedom in America, if you got all of them to take some truth serum and look in the camera and admit how much mind-altering substance abuse they've subjected themselves to for how long, no one would be surprised that they are Timothy Leary run amok. And that's what you can expect from those kind of people. When you have intentionally poisoned and destroyed your brain, you can come out with a video like Jim Carrey has.
Well, let me throw this at you briefly and then get into all those other topics we talked about during the break. Again, Ted Nugent's our guest, and we just tuned in, and he's on fire today after they've tried to desecrate and demonize Charlton Heston, and I believe it will blow up in their face. Buzz Bissinger was on the Piers Morgan show a few days after I was on there, and he said, you know, we ought to get him in here and shoot him. And then the ambassador's daughter, Huntsman's daughter, and Morgan agree and say, yeah, I'll put on a police uniform, and they fetishize that, real creepy, and we'll shoot Alex Jones. And then Buzz Bissinger has now come out and admitted he likes to buy $600,000 a year of women's clothing. And I mean, my whole issue is, what is the point of this? I mean, you know, this guy is, if I said kill him, which I'm not, I mean, that's like going out in the yard and stepping on dog crap. If I said kill him, I would be arrested. He said kill me, and then it's a joke. These people fetishize killing us, and they're constantly talking about killing constitutionalists. There's, you know, there's so many examples of this with people like Alec Baldwin, you name it.
I mean, well, that's why our instincts, you know, and again, if we go back to what made America great, we didn't meet the British punks at Concord Bridge to make them tea and have a discussion. We blew their brains out. That's how you stop tyrants. That's how you stop King George. That's how you stop despots and emperors and punks that want to control your life and oppress freedom. You meet them at Concord Bridge and you blow their damn brains out. That's what we did in 1776 because we'd about had enough. And so when you made that statement on Piers Morgan, I've seen the transcript. All I can say is, hello, self-evident truth, common sense, and history is not up for discussion. It is what it is. But now in the culture war, it is important that we let them talk. We let them threaten our lives. We let them call the greatest, maybe one of the greatest heroes of the civil rights movement, next to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and others that sacrificed so much, the freedom marchers and so many. Charlton Heston is the most revered and earned reputation icon and hero, Alex. So let Jim Carrey show his evil side. Let Jim Carrey lie. His entire video is a lie. And these punks like Bill Maher cannot separate their humor license, their creative humor license, from the respect due to a great man like Charlton Heston. So it's good that they take the bait, but we, the people, who still understand the foundation of the greatest quality of life in the history of the world as outlined in the Bill of Rights and the U.S. Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, those of us that are in the asset column of America, we still are running short of our responsibilities to educate, inspire, and prod everyone in our lives. There's an enormous army that could have won this last election, Alex, if all of us that knew the truth and knew the evidence, if we shared it and we asked and we really pushed harder to get our friends to join the NRA, to communicate with their elected officials, and to speak up. There's still too many sheep in America, and the sheep dogs need to educate them so we can reduce the wolves.
You're right. And in closing on the point of Charlton Heston, before we get into solutions, so many people that support liberty are just quiet and, you know, they're sitting back and they're waiting if the system pushes too much. And as Andrew Jackson said, don't fire till you see the whites of their eyes. You know, I understand the point of let the enemy run amok. That's what's discrediting. Polls show that people are more pro-gun now than they were just 6 months ago.
Sure.
There's a new CBS poll out. They're very upset that their whole hoax has failed. But at the same time, they've still got control of the government and the bureaucracy because they crave the control. How do we really get on the offense as individuals? I say go to city councils. I say get in the face of police chiefs that are anti-gun. I mean, my own police chief in Austin says, turn in your semi-autos, ban high-capacity clips, ban gun shows. You can't buy your son a gun. No private sales. You don't need a semi-auto to protect yourself. Well, then how about the Austin police, who I know most of them are good people? How about you turn in your semi-autos? What a load of bull. What do you say to that?
Well, he's obviously the illegitimate stepchild of Ann Richards. That still exists. I mean, Sheila Jackson Lee is alive and well in Texas. So we've got anti-freedom. We got hypocrites because I guarantee you that chief of police has a semi-auto to protect his family, Alex. Are you kidding me? Well, again, it's communication. I've been doing this forever. I think I was one of the first guys to find myself face-to-face with the whites of their eyes in the culture war back in the 1960s because the tip of that spear has always been gun rights and hunting rights, private property, hunting, conservation. We the people own those resources, not the king. So I got to tell you, I'm going to put out a salute right now to Ranger Tess and Go-Kart and Steve and so many guys at my talk back, Blood Trails. I have thousands and thousands of people, not just from the United States, but Canada, Japan, Australia, Germany, England, Belgium, Sweden. I mean, people from all around the world who dream of, who crave and have the instinct to be independent and free. They come to TedNugent.com TalkBack, and a salute to them, because for every TalkBacker that you and I communicate with, they need to communicate with another dozen, and those dozen need to communicate with another dozen. That's how we win this culture war. We have not turned up the heat. We have not got aggressive enough, but we always have to be on the civil, polite, goodwill and decency side and let the Jim Carreys spew their venom. Let them expose themselves for the haters and the freedom haters and the America haters that they are. And if we remain civil with the stats and statistics and evidence at our fingertips and at the tip of our tongue, Alex, we will win. That's why I salute you. That's what you're doing. And everybody listening, they don't need to call Alex and say thank you. They need to call everybody else in their lives and get them going.
You're right. Let's get into solutions. Talk about, because you got cut off by the break, the DHS situation. It's admitting there's an armed buildup, that they're trying to create this new domestic security force pointed at the American people. But then I want to hear about the Delta Force and SEALs and people you were telling me off air, how incredibly awake they're getting. And then let's talk about solutions. The gun culture they're so afraid of that's spreading, going and literally getting somebody into guns, that one person after another, that's how we're truly going to win.
And you see it happening all across this country. Yeah, it's like your chief of police in Austin, isn't that a heartbreaker? That a Texas law enforcement officer sides with Nancy Pelosi? I mean, are you kidding me? So what did he do? Pee at the wall of the Alamo like Ozzy Osbourne? I'm just heartbroken because I know a bunch of those Austin cops. But here's the final overview. I'm a lucky guy. I get to hang and barbecue and hunt and train with the greatest commando hero warriors that ever lived. I mean, I am so humble, I'm surprised I can even grovel at their feet. Delta Force, Navy SEALs, the Special Ops, the Army Rangers, SWAT commanders, and heroes of law enforcement and military all across this land. I held the hand of Sergeant Todd Baldy, who happened to be from Austin, Alex. I held his hand over in Iraq. He took an RPG center mass. I'll try not to cry on your radio show here. A young black man, 22 years old. RPG center mass, Alex. It was still in his guts. I stood there in his blood and I held his hand as he died.
Wow.
I don't need any more inspiration. He died because he swore an oath, Mr. Chief of Police, to enforce, abide by, and fight for, and die for the U.S. Constitution. Do you think I need some punk, some dependent little whiny, soulless, doped-up crybaby like Jim Carrey to give me direction on constitutional and Bill of Rights guaranteed God-given individual rights? Are you kidding me? So everybody close their eyes right now, unless you're driving, and think of Todd Balding as he bled to death and put this giant, ugly RPG rocket right in the guts. And he bled to death fighting for freedom and going after terrorists who attack Americans because of their voodoo, Allah puke, Muslim insanity. And if that's not worth inspiring you to join the NRA, to communicate with your elected officials and do your duty as we the people, then I don't think there's any hope for you, and you probably ought to just move to Canada.
Well, it really is disgusting that these people parade around. In fact, since you mentioned that, and I want to talk about the terror and you know, the culture war, having fun, that is the way to defeat them. Obama says post-Assad Syria of Islamist extremism is nightmare scenario. Obama in Libya, in Syria, I'm not saying Gaddafi or the guy in Syria are good guys, but they weren't offensively doing anything. They're putting real Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia over there and are now talking about our troops having to go in after Assad falls to fight them. I mean, what is going on with Obama openly funding real Al-Qaeda? I don't know if you've seen the videos of them chopping Christians' heads off in Syria. I can't even believe this. It's like some outer limits or some other dimension that it's in the news. Obama warns Syria could become an enclave from extremism. Why is our government offensively with NATO now saying NATO is over our military? Our military has spoken out against this, by the way. I'm sure you know that.
Sure.
What is going on with that? Do you hear anything from your military sources about this craziness, the 10,000 missiles from Benghazi? Why did they kill the ambassador? They stood down. My inside sources that are in Army intelligence say Obama wanted him dead. It was the Benghazi security force that was Al-Qaeda that came over and killed him. I mean, it's just, what is going on with Obama?
I mean, boy, where do you begin to answer that question? Here's a guy that was born to communists, raised by communists, educated by communists, preached to by America-hating communists. I mean, who hasn't studied where this acorn Chicago gangster scammer came from? But that's what I was talking about, the Department of Homeland Security, which, by the way, Alex, you're on the phone with the czar of Homeland Security. My homeland is secure. Know that. But the domestic agencies, from the IRS to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife to the Bureau of Land Management, U.S. Forest Service, and DEA, and ATF, and FBI, and remember, a lot of those people, I still think the majority of those agents are great patriots and great men and women, and I hang the future of America on the nail of truth that they have expressed to me that they will not enforce illegal anti-constitutional orders from above. That is the great hope. But that they're purchasing all this firepower and armored vehicles, who doesn't know this? Who doesn't identify this as an illegal act by the government who is so corrupt, so out of control? Thank God for Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and Ron Paul and Governor Perry and Greg Abbott and Steve Stockman and Bill Flores and so many patriots that are standing up and but that's the new GOP that we the people have prodded with the we the people pulse. When you extract the we the people pulse from politics, you will get we the sheeple. I give you Barack Hussein Obama.
I think they're gearing up. What do you think is going on with the bullets? Are they trying to just dry up the bullet supply?
Well, they certainly have succeeded at that. I started my own Ted Nugent line of ammo here last year, and it's like everything else you find on the shelf nowadays, if you can find any, it's state-of-the-art stuff. But we literally can't get my pallets of ammo off the truck. People are buying them in the parking lot before they even get to the shelves. Which, you know, on a consumer side, I'm gleeful of. And the ammo industry, the firearms industry, is literally having a consumer orgy like never before, which is a very powerful statement from we the people that we smell what you're doing, Obama, and we're gearing up too. And a little don't tread on me reminder seems to be appropriate right now. So there's no question what's going on. The deceit, the scam, the criminality, the Benghazi, the Fast and agent. I mean, you got to be kidding me. This would make a stupid Burns movie that Alfred Hitchcock wouldn't produce because it's too stupid, but it's actually happening.
But that's what frustrates me. That's why I got so sick. I'm going to be honest. I came in last night from work, you know, being an evil American. I got home by about 9. And she said, "What is wrong with you?" And I just, my kids all came up and they were around me, and 10 down to age 5. And they're like, "What's wrong, Dad?" And I just said, "I don't want to talk about it." And then I couldn't, I got so, it was past anger. It was the shame that we allow this scum to walk all over us, and that this country has allowed pathetic filth and authoritarians to even call themselves liberal. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. They're not liberals. And it just made me reaffirm that I am going to redouble 110%, and I'm coming after these people. Now, what do you think about ways to go after, legally and lawfully, to go after Kerry and all these globalists? How do we really get aggressive? Boycott? What do we do?
Well, you know, I have such a, if you can bear with me, I literally have the answer, the perfect answer. Ted Cruz didn't sprout out of the ground and just show up. I communicated with him. Texas Who Cared communicated with him. We enthused him. We supported him. Now he represents us. And did you see the beauty, the perfection of We the People when Ted Cruz...
That's right. We backed him. So we take over. And that's what even the Republican establishment is scared of, real constitutional libertarian campaign for liberty people.
Absolutely. But that's why Ted Cruz so riled up Feinstein, because he represented the common sense pulse of logic, freedom-loving Americans. And every state needs to do that. And there's a lot of states that do that. Arizona, South Dakota, certainly Texas is the master of it. Wisconsin has done great things with what they've done with Scott Walker up there. And in his own way, even though Christie's only a solid 2 on the scale of 10, he sure beats the -8 of the past governors of that state in New Jersey. But we the people, where we don't demand representation based on the Constitution and our common sense, where we don't demand it, we will get the Pelosi's and the Feinstein's and the Bloomberg's and the Cuomo's and the subhuman freedom haters that are infesting this corrupt government right now. So the answer is activism, activism, activism. Always polite.
Exactly.
Always firm. Never, ever give up.
Well, here's an example. DrudgeReport.com in the last year has been taking our stories and putting them out about the billion bullets, the 1.6, the 2 billion, the armored vehicles. And they just said it didn't exist, Politico and other White House fronts. Now there's a 15-member congressional investigation starting. Congressman, it's my duty to get to the bottom of massive DHS ammo buy. It's now on Fox, CNN, everywhere. They're being caught lying. And there's an example of just taking action and the people talking to their Congress folks. We're now forcing this issue out. And we can do that everywhere when we just move against them. Tell us about the tour in the last minute and a half, and how we win by having fun.
Well, you know, having fun is all things to shoot them up. I mean, every day in America, American families celebrate the shooting sports and the Second Amendment by spending millions of dollars and shooting millions of rounds of ammo. I mean, that's actually accurate, Alex. American families go out every week and shoot millions of rounds of ammo in training, competition, practice.
And that builds the liberty infrastructure. Listen, you've already done 55 minutes with us. This is a one-minute break. Can you come back and finish that thought for 2 minutes, Ted?
My pleasure.
All right,
pleasure.
Ted Nugent, a little bit of overdrive here, and then we'll continue into the third hour with news, your phone calls, and a ton I haven't gotten to, but he is on fire. TedNugent.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We're streaming video at InfoWarsNews.com of the show right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.